Jamie Tyler, pinning the other against a wall. A Hockey RPF Tumblr short, written by Seven Iris and read by Calicuria as part of a gift for Hannah Nobira, because she got me into hockey and this is all her fault. Tyler's been saying all the right things about how making it to the playoffs is their main goal, how everything after that is just a bonus, but losing in the first round still stings like fuck. And to lose it like that, up 4-2 into the last couple of minutes. Tyler's stomach churns, frustration and anger and disappointment seething like acid in his gut. Boston won their series yesterday, too, for that extra salt in the wound. When it's all over, when the media is done with them, and all the locker room speeches are over, they go home. In the elevator, Tyler sees Jordy and Jamie exchange a glance over his head. He's not surprised when Jamie stays on with him instead of getting off with Jordy. Jamie follows Tyler into his apartment. "Sags," he starts, and it's his captain voice, his "I'm a responsible adult" voice, and Tyler can't take that shit right now.
"Look, I know you guys are satisfied with getting this far, but this is the shortest postseason I've ever had, so I'm gonna need a little extra time to get over it."
Tyler knows it's mean and petty, but he doesn't care. Jamie inhales sharply, and it gives Tyler a vicious little twist of satisfaction. Then Jamie grabs his shoulders and slams him up against the wall.
"You think we're satisfied with this?"
he snarls.
"You think we don't want the fucking cup as much as you?"
Tyler's heartbeat jumps. All the anger and frustration that Jamie's been swallowing down in front of the media, in front of his team, is suddenly visible. Tyler can feel it in Jamie's hands on his shoulders, in the vibrating tension in Jamie's muscles as he looms over him. He feels small, pinned under Jamie's grip, and it sends a flash of heat through him.
"And what the fuck is this you guys shit? Like, you're not part of this team? You think you're special?"
Tyler smirks at him, but before he can say anything, Jamie adds,
"Because Boston made it out of the first round without you."
Tyler forgets, sometimes, that Jamie has his own mean streak, that fighter's instinct for vulnerable spots. They stare at each other, breathing fast, and Tyler thinks fuck it and grabs Jamie's hips, pulls him in close. Jamie's eyes widen. He's not hard, but Tyler thinks maybe he could get there. "Come on, the season's over," Tyler says, hoping he's been reading Jamie right this whole season. "It doesn't matter if we ruin our chemistry now." Jamie hesitates, and for a second, Tyler thinks this is just going to be one more thing he fucks up this year. Then Jamie kisses him. It feels more like a punch than a kiss, all pressure and teeth and the taste of blood. It's perfect. Tyler opens his mouth and kisses back. Jamie makes a fierce sound against Tyler's mouth. He shifts his weight, pushes his thigh between Tyler's legs. Tyler grinds his dick against Jamie, almost hard enough to hurt. He wants to burn all this rage and disappointment out of himself. Jamie's hands are going to leave bruises on his shoulders. His mouth feels swollen and sensitive already. "Jamie, Jamie." "Yeah," Jamie says. He fumbles with Tyler's zipper, wraps one big hand around Tyler's cock. It's rough and too dry, and Tyler whines in the back of his throat, pushing up into his grip. Jamie drops his head to press his mouth against the side of Taylor's throat, suck a bruise into Tyler's skin. Tyler's breathing in fast, shallow gasps, so wound up he's shaking. He needs... Jamie sinks his teeth into Tyler's shoulder. A dull, hot flare of pain rubs his thumb over the slick head of Tyler's cock, and Tyler comes. "Yeah," Jamie says again, low and satisfied. He strokes Tyler through it, until Tyler twitches away, too sensitive. The blinding rush of orgasm fades, leaves him warm and boneless. Jamie's completely hard now against Tyler's hip. He lets go of Tyler's cock, and on impulse, Tyler catches his wrist, lifts it to his mouth. He licks his own cum off of Jamie's fingers. Jamie's mouth drops open and his hips stutter against Tyler. Tyler licks his lips and nudges Jamie back a step. Jamie goes, and Tyler drops to his knees in front of him.
Fuck, Tyler.
Shut up, Tyler says. He pulls Jamie's dick out. He doesn't waste time fooling around, just slides Jamie's dick into his mouth. Jamie exhales in a rush. Tyler sucks him off fast and sloppy, mouth already aching around the stretch of his cock. Jamie's hand ghosts over his head, and Tyler looks up, gives him a smirk. He lets his teeth catch just a little on the next bob of his head, just so Jamie hisses and clenches his hand in Tyler's hair, pushes his dick deeper into Tyler's mouth. Tyler closes his eyes and takes it, lets Jamie fuck his mouth.
Tyler,
Jamie says hoarsely. Tyler opens his eyes and looks up at Jamie, Jamie's cock heavy on his tongue. Jamie shudders and pulls Tyler off his dick, gives himself a couple of rough strokes. Then he's coming, spilling over his hand in Tyler's cheek. Tyler blinks. Jamie lets out a sound that's almost a laugh, and then his knees fold up and he drops to the floor. Tyler laughs, too, and wipes the back of his hand across his cheek. They look at each other, sitting on the floor in their game-day suits with their dicks hanging out. That sour burn of anger under his skin is gone. He feels tired and disappointed, feels all of the aches of the game in Jamie's hands, but he feels peaceful, too. Sorry, Tyler says. I know I'm part of the team. I'm happy I'm part of this team, and I know everyone wants it as much as I do. Jamie smiles, soft and crooked. He reaches out and pulls Tyler into an awkward hug.
We wouldn't have made it to the playoffs without you. Boston doesn't need you, but we do.
Tyler grips Jamie's shirt and rests his forehead on Jamie's shoulder. I know, he says, and it feels true. Solid. I know. He doesn't say, I needed you guys, too. But he's pretty sure Jamie knows that already.